If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You can get the most recent episode. Just go to the Odyssey app or wherever you, as they say, wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Whatever you do to listen, just click on it and give it a listen. First of all, thanks for coming in. You live in Canton.
Yes, not too far away.
So what was the drive? Because I feel like we're
10 minutes.
Get out from here.
I mean, at this time of the morning.
From Cherry Brook Road?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've been in that house for almost
22 years coming up on now. Yeah.
We used to work together at NBC Connecticut. And during the if you don't know the story, during the pandemic, John gives me a call. He's like, you know, kind of like,
I'm
bored. Like, you like the Red Sox, I like the Yankees. Let's do something. And now we're 212 episodes in, and it's been a lot of fun for me. I'm not nearly the baseball fan that you are, but I thought it'd be fun to have you come in this morning, talk about the big series, and you got your Yankee sweatshirt on. You listened or watched the whole game last night, and you're still here, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's last night was basically what the Yankees fans have been dealing with for since June, right? I mean, we got a little bit of a lull in it the last week, but the true colors shined last night. I mean, you can't walk for nine guys and commit four errors and expect to win a Major League Baseball game. It's just how it works.
Yet they almost did outside of the ninth. I mean, they could have won that game. The Red Sox aren't necessarily that much better. They did a lot to the couldn't bases loaded, one out, couldn't get people in, you know,
multiple times.
Yeah,
one for ten, I think, at one point with runners in scoring position for the Red Sox. So that wasn't good. But it's hard to watch because, you know, the Yankees are coming off of good games, and, you know, Giancarlo Stanton.
They won five in a row, right?
Yeah, but against, you know, let's be honest, you know, the Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Rays. So it is what it is there, and the true colors actually again showing last night. But they are also playing a good.
You think
caliber
so?
Team?
You think the Red Sox are good?
I mean, they've been look at where they are in the standings. I mean, the standings alone say it. So they're meaningful games, I guess, is what I'm saying. And we talked about that on the podcast. This is probably the most meaningful games in the last 5 years the Yankees and Red Sox have played. So, you know,
the environment was great, I thought.
Sold out crowd, you know, 47,000 fans and the great atmosphere at Yankee Stadium. You're going to see that the rest of the weekend, obviously, but. We talked about Luis Gil on the podcast and Lucas Giolito in the back ends of this four-game matchup being the questionable starters, right? And it's showing last night with Luis Gil because he just didn't have the control. And it's his fourth start coming off the IL. He has a lot of work to do still because think about it. He missed basically the whole season, right? Up until a month ago. So he's
got
a lot of work.
He was Rookie of the Year in baseball last year, correct? And you know, I don't know. I just think it's fun to finally have games – you know, in late summer nights, you know, those games that just you feel the energy. It's different.
Yeah.
And it was in my house, which, you know, I'm hot and cold on these Red Sox, truly. But my wife, like, I was trying to do some reading before bed, and she's like, she screamed up the stairs, like, bases loaded, tie game. You know, like, I mean, she was into it last night.
Well, I listened to it driving back from Boston. I was driving back and listened to it in the car. And then I got home, and I think it was like the sixth inning I got home. So I watched it with my kids, the rest of it. And, you know, it is exciting baseball, but, boy, talk about an exciting player, Roman Anthony. I mean, he is something. Look at the way, I mean, not only did he hit a home run for you, right, basically, to put the game out of reach, but he also got a key hit in the game, like going the opposite way. Like, he reads the field. He's a 500-foot home run hitter that's batting leadoff for you.
Yeah. Handsome kid. I mean, he's got everything. And he did strike out with the bases.
There's
loaded,
a reason why he got the contract.
Yeah, and there's a reason why, you know, and some people think eventually it'll be a steal for the Red Sox. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This, of course, is Brian and Company.
He almost slipped there, Brian.
No. We're live. Live here at the Loghouse Restaurant in Park Hempstead, where we're darting across Connecticut all morning. You didn't see any live animals? No bear run across the way? Because you get bears all the time,
All the time. You know, I think about that every time I drive in Canton, in this area, in the Farmington Valley, especially Canton and Simsbury and Avon. Lots of bears.
Over 22 years, because you get a critter cam up and you do a lot of that stuff. How much more frequent is it now than when you first moved to this area?
Well, it's the most frequent, I would say, was during the pandemic. Now, everybody will say that it's because people were home. Now, I don't really buy that because my wife works from home, and she did during the pandemic, and she has since. We have two dogs, so we don't see a ton right at our house, but I see a lot when I'm hiking. I see the majority of them.
How close?
I've had them run literally right by me, right by my legs.
What do you do? Because I know what the experts tell you.
At that point, you can't do anything because they're more scared than you. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the only time you're going to run into trouble in Connecticut or in general is if there's cubs involved. Yep. And most of the time, the mom, and I've run into them, the mom is the one that's going to warn you, and she wants to get out of there too, right? She's going to send the cubs on the way, and then she's going to start making some loud noise. The problem is if you come in contact before the mom sees you. That's the issue.
Then
all bets are off. I don't want to have that. And I have two dogs, and they're golden retrievers, and I walk a lot. I walk every day in these woods around here. I hike a lot. And I've only had a few bear encounters, but I've never had them where they actually ran up on a cub. So there's a lot of wood around here. I'm going to knock on
there
it.
We're in the log house, so there's absolutely a lot of wood. You know, this. I always think one of my sons has a friend in Riverton.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And I just love driving out here.
It's
and
beautiful.
I'm just curious, like, what drew you to Canton, and what do you love about this area?
Yeah, so when we moved to Connecticut, we started in Manchester, and then we went to Bristol. We had a condo, and then we were kind of, you know, squeezing out of the condo phase. You know, we weren't, like, ready to have a family yet. We were just getting too much for it. So we would always go out and drive, and we would come up this way, and the bike path that went through Collinsville, it wasn't as advanced at the time, but we'd wind up on this bike path, and we'd walk it, or we'd ride our bikes.
Down on Route 4?
Yeah, and then we venture up into Collinsville. We're like, oh, this is nice. Then we saw
a market, right?
Yeah. Yep. And we saw a house one day online, and we liked it. And then we were out driving, and we just happened to see a house. And the colors looked different because of the way the picture and the color temperature and all that looked. It didn't look like the same house. And we just happened to walk into it on an open house, and we were like, wait a minute, this is the same house. And we walked in, and we just fell in love with the house. So we wound up buying the house, and the rest is history. You know, we had a kid graduate the school system. We got a kid that's going to be a junior in the next week. And we're almost done. Almost done with the town. I'm going to run out the door. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. But although I'm sure that house is appreciated quite a bit. We're talking with John Senecal here on Brian Company. Longtime friend. We worked together. Gosh, I started in 2002 at NBC Connecticut, and I don't know when you started. It wasn't too much before that, right?
It was 2000. It was literally right. Like I remember the big Y2K scare. When I went for my job interview in November, they were like, this is our Y2K center because everything's going to go down. If it goes down, we're going to be all right.
And nothing happened.
And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, you are part of everything, right? Yeah. When you say everything goes down, well. No,
and obviously, you know, John's been a good friend of mine for a long time. We did fantasy sports together, and he's become a good friend of Matt Royce's too. You know, you obviously were close to the action in 9/11, which was really intense for you. And, you know, people don't – we've had you on twice to talk about that, right? And you post the video – Were you in Stanford?
Bridgeport.
In Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. And then you were getting people coming off of the train, yeah. Coming out in that incredible interview, walking and talking with the guy who was...
Jimmy Visquenza.
Yeah.
Never forget that name. I mean,
you ever check
that.
In with him now?
I think he's... I mean, obviously, they've done stories on him. I haven't really personally checked on him. He's around, you know.
Last question before I let you. First of all, thanks for coming in. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I assumed the Yankees would win last night, and I think this is great for the Red Sox because
it might be the 2-2 thing you're talking
about.
Well,
that's all they need. All they need is to split the series, and now they have three chances to win one game, and the odds are that they can probably do that between Bayo and what's his name?
Crochet.
Just tell people in like 30 seconds or so, like, how did you become such a crazy Yankee fan? Because you are the biggest fan I know.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely not the biggest, but
it starts
with your parents, you know. It starts with your father. It starts with your mother. My mom is a Yankees fan. My father is a Yankees fan. You watch the baseball with them. They talk it to you. You know, I never really went to the stadium a lot as a kid because, you know, surprisingly, I grew up in the Albany area, and that's kind of far away, right? It's not as close as, like, here. It's, like, 2.5 hours. But that's it, you know. And then my grandfather liked the Yankees. It's not as exposed as I expose my kids to it, but it was always there. It was always talked about. It was always in conversation. So, I mean, it's hard not to be a fan when that happens when you're growing up.
And I love how, you know, we got to go, but how your sons sit and watch games. Like, I can't get my kids to get out of the red zone mentality. But if you sit and watch a baseball game, you have to have patience.
Yeah.
And that's not easy. And both your kids will watch games.
Yeah. My one son, I think, knows more baseball than I do, my younger one. It's pretty scary.
Really?
Yeah.
The younger one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting, because I didn't hear him.
They both know a lot, but
I didn't hear him talk for a year.
Yeah, he don't talk much, man. He knows a lot.
John Senegal, again, my co-pilot with the Fan Base Podcast. You can download it and listen on the Odyssey app or anywhere you find podcasts. It's on Spotify. It's on, you know, iTunes and all that stuff. Thanks for making the effort this morning.
Yeah, it was great.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.